One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Can I pose something for us?
Of course you can.
How could we market AFCON better?
I like this.
What would we do?
Let me speak first. And you lot are going to laugh
I'm
at
African,
this.
I'm African, bro.
No. I went on AFCON. Listen, I tuned into AFCON. I think it was 2002. Cameroon kit was a vest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a big drip, though.
Brother, Mbappe's from Cameroon. Imagine you saw him in that vest kit. Tomorrow, PSG Instagram shut down.
I think we should have a halftime show.
You saying half?
Halftime show. We got Africa got some of the biggest stars. We get Tyler. We get Thames, Wizkid, Burna Boy. Are you, that's bro. That's a vibe, bro.
The AFCON halftime show.
That's a vibe.
That could be sick.
What they call again? Zuzu? Was it Zuzu?
Yeah, the view. I got one in my yard.
Yeah.
What?
Vuvuzela, it's fake. It's 3D printed, but it's that.
Hey, Loons.
What?
You're here. You have a partner in crime. Did you leave him in Dubai?
He left before me.
Where's Jordy? Where's?
Bro, let's have it right, man. Let's address the elephant in the dance.
Mm.
These men are running from the grind, man.
Oh.
When it's time to come here and sit down talking about raw Arsenal crisis, couple bad results. You know what, Caleb? Big up yourself. You're young.
You're a real one.
And you're holding it up.
Come on,
people.
Man.
But what the hell?
Because yeah, I don't want
that. No, that was.
Yeah.
You're the only Man United fan that still comes in. 100%. KG's lost more hair.
Mm.
Margs is still in Dubai.
But Aloons is extra here, bro. He's meant to be back from Dubai on Thursday. He came back just to speak about. You heard the episode. You saw the episode briefing.
Yeah, man. Watch the game in
said
the pool.
Said we're dead there.
So basically, the man, and obviously Chelsea, at one point when they were flying, Dan was here.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
man. Ever since he said that, man. Daniel.
What did he say?
They're in the title race.
Running from the grind, man.
Ever since he said that.
Running from the grind, man.
You get them glosses in Dubai?
No, bro.
You always had them?
Always had them, mate. Everyone remembers these from the last episode, man.
And why did you wear them last time, Lewis?
Because, it was big drip was Guanins. But the drips, the bucket's nearly full.
Okay.
You understand what we're saying?
Okay.
The bucket is nearly full.
So then, Lewis, all right, I want you to be honest, because you haven't spoken about it, or you don't speak about it because you don't like to make predictions and so on and so forth. But you've brought the glasses back. Arsenal messed up on the weekend by losing to West Ham. You lot went over to Manchester City, won quite convincingly. Would you say it's yours to throw away now?
It's ours to throw away, absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah, it's ours to throw away. If we don't complete this mission,
bro, bro.
What do you mean, bro?
Like, it's to the extent where they had me watching Newcastle. Yeah, hoping to... And I don't even like them. You know I got a problem with the mountain people that live up there. But I just needed them to get 3 points off Forest so they don't catch us. And the sickest thing is, you lot won, and I was upset. And then I said, at least City a little bit further away now as well.
That's true.
That's the position we're in now, you know.
Well, let's start off with Liverpool and just think about Liverpool. They went over to Manchester City on Sunday, winning quite convincingly 2-0. Mo Salah scoring again.
Assisting again.
City looking bad again defensively. Let's talk about Liverpool first.
Wait, Grav, I've been saying it. Been telling you, man. Lippy try to say him.
He's good, isn't it?
Cold.
I don't think it's Grav.
Bro,
come on,
I'm telling you right now, you see, when we started with the enforcer, the six that's an enforcer, you know, like a Dirtsman six, it don't help. Like, see when the six is a flares man that can, he break the lines. So you can get, you see that goal, oh, did you not concede it? And it got past the Declan Rice, the edge of the box, he tried to open his body up and he got robbed. And then he scored. Who was that against? Was that Forrest?
I don't know, bro.
You remember that Forrest, game? Carry on.
Was it Villa?
It was Villa.
Villa. That's Grav all in. Everyone plays from the back. You know that everyone does. So if your six is mobile, not on a big up Endo. Endo closes games. You know what I'm saying? But you in this modern game, you need that guy that can.
You think Greb might be a one season wonder?
Nah.
You sure?
Nah. Because you see,
you had him last year. So
yeah, but he was playing in a different position.
Yeah.
You see, sometimes you see when you hear like Pirlo's story. Yeah. He was a 10. He was a 10. Someone's forwarded in.
It's true.
And they said, yo,
grab him back here. Grab him.
No, but I'm just saying. You see, one thing people don't use me literally. I'm just saying.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? A man was a 10 his whole career. And then he became one of the best in that position.
Well, Modric, when he first went to Real Madrid, same. Was one of the worst players you could ever imagine.
Six.
And the goal he scored on the weekend was ridiculous.
Deep line six there. He's elite. Ballon d'Or.
This is an advertisement from BetterHelp. BetterHelp is the largest online therapy provider in the whole world.
Providing access to mental health professionals.
We all know about red flags, right? We can spot them from a mile off.
But what about green flags?
If you're not sure what those look like, therapy can help you identify them and embody that energy yourself.
We deal with online abuse every week, in the comments, online, social media.
It's important we check in on each other because we're a team, right?
That's a green flag, checking in on your family. All right, Poet, man to man, yeah, you might be the most online abused person that I know in real life. So tell me how you, on a day-to-day, deal with that without it affecting your real life.
I mean, I always advise people to put their phone down if it's hurting you too much. But sometimes you're talking to your mum and you're seeing the tweets come through. Now you're taking out that energy on your friends and your family because you feel really upset about someone you don't know with a Cesc Fabregas picture taking a mick out of you. It hurts, fam.
Lippy, you're finding people all the time online. How do you deal with it?
Sometimes I fight back, which is a red flag.
Okay.
But a green flag would be to just ignore them. One thing I want to tell the people at home, honestly, social media is what you make of it.
100%.
So if someone's abusing you over here, you can literally look over here. You don't need to come off or anything and it's fine, innit?
That's what friends are for. That's why we have a group chat. You know, every time you're stressed, I see you coming to the group chat and you bring your frustrations here and we talk it out in a safe place. You know, even this morning, bro, you had lots of pent-up energy. You came to the chat, we talked it out, and we were there for you. That's a green flag.
That's a green flag.
Green flag.
Hey, I don't know what just happened, but I like that.
That's a green flag, man.
I like that.
All right, our listeners get 10% off their first month with betterhelp.com/filthy. That's BetterHelp, go on.
No. That's BetterHelp. H-E-L-P. /Filthy, that's
.com, brother.
I forgot the .com.
More help.
You're right, man. HELP.com/FILTHY, filthy.
Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp.
Because like you said, yeah, Pirlo and them kind of man. Because for me, yeah, the character arc of a proper baller is their tens, like almost like Gerrard. So Gerrard was like a forward thinking midfielder, then he got a bit older, more of like a leader, dropped back, he just became like a game-winning eight, and then in the latter years,
six.
More of a deep line.
Yeah. That's when you're an elite midfielder.
But, and I hear that, I hear what you're saying with Gravenberch, because
I think he's Mo Salah.
Yeah, we'll chat about him in a second.
But Grav is
he's good.
So important to how we play.
I'll ask you one question. You see the white KG, aka Slot, yeah? You see how he's come in and the performances of Gravenberch and Gakpo. What has he done? What's he done with those two Dutch boys differently this season for them to
Gakpo
have an impact?
Gakpo on the clock was playing as a false nine, right? And Gakpo was a left winger. If you watched him PSV, he was killing it. Left wing, that's his spot. Holland. And he just tried something new.
I like that.
Was he brought in as a false nine?
No, he's brought in as a left winger.
But he played left wing sometimes and he didn't look like what he's looking like now though. What's different about this role?
I remember at the start of the season I posted it, man. Everyone was like, our squad's tired. We ain't got no one new. It's just we take longer with the build up. We're not so front to back. We don't try and basketball.
But sometimes someone just needs a season though, just to like warm in. Even though like the position thing is a thing. Gakpo and Gravenberch, they just needed time to just adapt as well.
To get
fam.
To the pace of the
That's
league.
What I'm saying. People try rushing players, fam.
And then they're dominating it.
I tell you what I think it is as well, yeah? I think as good as Klopp is, yeah? He's like, his tactics is like, not smash. It's like, it's almost like class. Nah, but hear what I'm saying. It's like classy smash and grab almost.
Yeah, you feel me?
Gakpo's red hair, they're not really built for that. So if you tweak the tactics a little bit and say, yeah, maybe 8 of the 10 field out players are doing the clock thing, but Gakpo, Rete, your thing's a bit more
time on the ball, individual. Building.
Same with Gravenberch, tweet his and then look where they are. You get me? Because what the narrative is on Twitter, yeah, and I don't believe this at all, innit? But they try to say, rah, was Klopp good then? Because Slot's just come in and rare.
This is all mad.
But I just think if you made, say, Wenger left in like 06 or something, the next manager would have come in and been a Dan straight away.
Of course.
Because the foundations is there.
Of course,
you understand? Same way if Moyes came in, if Fergie left maybe 2 years before or something,
and
Moyes
got
probably would have had an easier job. You get me? So I think when you get
leave
a
team, at the right time and
bare
so
man's
so.
In the peak of their powers. So it's like even your older guys, Van Dijk,
Salah,
these guys are freaks, bro. And you got Alisson, Red. I'm not taking it away from Klopp. I mean, from Slot. Because
Klopp
didn't do it last year.
Nah, man, I'm not having the squad thing, though.
But it's both.
Because at the start of the season, everyone wasn't giving it. Like, we had a new gaffer, the squad weren't. You ain't signed no one. That was everyone's story for Liverpool. You see it, there's all them things. Liverpool putting Liverpool fifth, seventh.
Yeah, but one thing to note is that obviously Rodri leaving Manchester City, the team that you played, it's a mad thing because the amount of points that you could accumulate this season don't even touch their best seasons. Yeah. So it lets you know how mad Man City was going.
It don't even touch Klopp's best seasons.
So it lets you know.
We finished second with 97 points.
So then is the Premier League being reduced in quality
No. When more points are spread out, when there's less points on the table, think about it, Liverpool's only lost once. So there's more points spread out. Do you see what I'm saying? If we can't still hit the 97s, so there's more points spread out, which means more teams are better. These are the facts. Forest weren't as good. Yeah, Aston Villa weren't as good. Do you see what I'm saying?
Last season they were better.
But I'm saying in the 97, when City had got 100 points and Liverpool got 97, the gap after was massive. Like 20 points.
The challenging teams are worse though at the moment.
But they are, but this ain't been an easy season.
But everyone's got more points.
I think everyone's
Forest are better, Villa are better. But even though Spurs are doing shit, United are doing shit, you play them, you still got to play that big club.
Even Liverpool,
it's
bro,
still a big game. You see what I'm saying, innit?
Liverpool dropped points the other day, bro. So they dropped points.
Newcastle are cold.
You get me? So it's if
but they're challenging on dropping points as well.
Nah, but it's everyone's. It's everywhere, innit? It's just difficult. This is a tough season.
Like, Wolves don't go Old Trafford and win.
I'm not taking anything
do.
Away from you, but your main competition, which would be Arsenal and Man City, they've been worse. They have been.
I'm
not even saying you've been worse because like you've been coached worse or you're playing worse. Circumstantially, because of your position, you've been worse because you're
No, but that's easy to say. Everyone's got better.
So can I say this?
Including Liverpool.
No, but the people that have gone better aren't challenging you for nothing.
Can we just hold on Kayla's point there for 1 second? Let's take a look at this Liverpool side that is probably going to win the league. They're going to win the league in a time where Manchester City arguably lost one of their most effective midfielders. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a look at the Arsenal side, injuries have absolutely covered Arsenal as well. I'm not trying to just like downplay your team. You're still doing what you're doing.
Did you see the tweet?
I did.
Someone said,
Mo Salah gone.
Someone said, you lot are going to win the league the year that Rodri was out. And that, no, he said, your two league titles are with
no fans.
No fans. And the other one is Marino up front.
But I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying that was.
No, you brought the shades. I hear you. Do your thing, bro.
But does that affect the ability, like, for you?
Because what about the time when we ran away with the league, yeah? And then the following season when Pickford rit off Van Dijk and he was playing Hendo and Fabinho at the back, did anyone get onto City's title the following season? No. City just won.
Kinda did, though.
City just won.
But shall I tell you the truth, though? City get away with things.
We bought Nat Phillips. We bought Ben Davis. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, Kabak.
Ben Davis.
With Kabak. Come on, man. Fabinho's playing there. Hendo's playing there. But that's the year after we won the league. No one
and
put any United team.
Came second.
When did COVID come? Wait. When did COVID land? March.
Look, I'm telling you, you celebrated the league.
Yes.
And the only people there work for Sky Sports. That's what I'm saying.
But 80%. 80% of the games were played. We were 25
No,
points clear.
That is facts. But there was a disease in the world.
But did it affect us?
What? It shut down the whole world.
But did it affect Liverpool?
It affected everyone.
Exactly. So why? So
when we played you, we had COVID, didn't it?
Yeah.
Facts. We still got COVID.
The following season, when my man mashed up, Pickford mashed up Van Dijk, we had no centre backs.
I remember.
There was no taint on City's title.
But that's because City have no fans. You don't know who am I talking
to? The season after, they just won it. There's never no taint. But when it's Liverpool, there's always... Look, it's not our fault that your coach is overcoaching your players. That everyone's injured at the same time. Slow down. I've been saying give Saka a rest. You lot are winning 4-0 if Saka's playing to 97 minutes.
I hear you.
You say that, like, get the boy off. You know what I'm saying? You see it, man. These men don't do that, man. There's no depth. There's no depth. You got United, they're super weak. They think they're super.
Wait, why are you bringing us?
We ain't even talking. We ain't even in this.
No,
bro.
But I'm
no,
saying,
you love
but
this,
I'm
bro.
Like the big six. You know, like that's supposed
no, but
to
you
be
mentioned
about.
The rest, then. Yeah. No, but that's supposed to be about. Like, I'm just giving you the why it's just so easy. Like, because you're not yourself.
The big six to me is no longer there. If I'm being totally honest with you lot, I think it's now like the big three.
Who's
I think
that,
you're probably going to have Liverpool, Arsenal, Man City, they'll clear up their mess. And then that fourth position will be filled by, I don't know, Chelsea this year,
Newcastle,
Villa. They're not consistent enough for me to say they're part of the big whatever, to be honest with you.
It's very temporary. We're not saying this has been happening for ages.
No.
But over the last
3 years,
three seasons, that's what it's been like, innit? The fourth spot's been kind of
open
United
to anyone.
Got third the other day. So it's like, dude, yeah, man, I don't.
So can Liverpool, I mean, the way a place I was going down, it's a big three now, it's just between those type of three clubs. City look like they're out of it. Arsenal don't even got a striker. If it could go wrong for Liverpool, where could it go wrong?
I wouldn't want to jinx it, so I wouldn't.
No, but just hypothesize, bro.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Nah, not even on a jinxing thing. Because I'm going to say something positive.
One second, go on.
I'm going to say something positive. I don't even think an injury could hurt them.
Alright, so how about I frame it like this? Yeah, Liverpool have one game ahead of us, or Arsenal, and they're 11 points clear. You've got a game in hand. You played a game in week.
We played 27, you got 26.
Yeah, we got a game in hand.
So
you've
played more than us. Sorry, apologies. That's what I meant to say. So that gives you lot 11 points ahead of us, yeah? So if we win...
No, I didn't realise we had a game
in hand. If we win, that goes down to 8 points, yeah?
That 3 points... The fact that it could become 8 feels like life.
Just move on.
That's how bad.
And it was 8. It should be 8.
So do I imagine if we get that to 8, do I imagine you will drop points from now to the rest of the season? I believe you will. Say by a stroke of luck, because I doubt it happens, by a stroke of luck, we nick 3 points at Anfield and now it's 5 points. Do you see how potentially...
We got to lose the next 2 games and you got to win them because you're third to last game, I'm sure.
So you don't lose a game from now to the end of the season?
Possibly, but I doubt it. We won the most games away in any league in Europe. We've won at everybody. Yeah.
So
when they forward black, you know what it is like. And we're going to treat every Saturday, Sunday like a Thursday, like a Wednesday Champions League night.
You still have to come to us?
Nah.
No?
Nah, we played you twice.
Have
we? Yeah, we whooped you at yours. We whooped you at yours and then you drew
at
ours.
Liverpool, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You lot were celebrating that draw like a mofo, bruh. But yeah,
it's still 15th. That was
Anarim, innit? Yeah, Anarim's second, third game, man.
Yeah, he came and drew. And we played you after, innit?
Yeah.
Forget all that. So
and
the season's
lost
done.
As well.
Liverpool have won the league. That's what it looks like. Liverpool have won the league. Arsenal probably going to finish off second. And Man City are having a weird season and I reckon they'll be back next year. But something did happen in the game that seems to happen every week. Mo Salah scored. Now, Mo Salah has been a top performer for a long period of time. The question is, when does he get respect he deserves and his flowers such as a Ballon d'Or? Now, that became a topic of conversation off the strength of Jamie Carragher's comments in front of Micah Richards and in front of Daniel Sturridge. Jamie Carragher, I'm paraphrasing, he basically said that if Mo Salah had the opportunity to win a major honour, and it seemed like he was talking about internationally, then he would have the opportunity to be voted for Ballon d'Or. It looked like he indirectly was playing down the African Nations Cup.
I see how it could be perceived, man, understandably. But I hear what he's saying. There's never been an AFCON winner player that's been what top three in the Ballon d'Or because they done well at AFCON. They just they don't respect, and it's not, I'm not saying it's right that they don't respect it. That's not what I'm saying, because I don't think they even rate the Copa America either, but I think AFCON's below, they put AFCON below that, which is bad, isn't
it? I think they rate it slightly though, Copa America.
Yeah, they do, it's slightly more. But I'm saying if you're top goal scorer, MVP at AFCON and you win your league, that should get you a few more points in the Ballon d'Or vote, absolutely. But it doesn't for Mo, it doesn't. He's got to just do it well for Liverpool, that's it.
Ask your question.
Eto'o never top three?
Nah. Let's ask a question. Bro. Let's ask a question. That's crazy, when do they vote Ballon d'Or?
It's all for a season, isn't it?
But when do they vote? When do they say it's time to register the vote? Can I we find? Because the votes are given around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And what happens around Christmas time?
African nations.
Yeah. And all the votes, from my understanding, are formed. The gaffer and the captain of all the nations across the world. Have you potentially forgotten about? Because it's instinctive. They're asking you now. Do you reckon if the AFCON was a little bit earlier, around the time where they're going to make the votes, where it's fresh in your memory, would that give the players a better advantage?
Yeah. Do you know what it is, yeah? First of all, I'm going to say that my trim is immaculate today, hairline sprayed up.
Bro.
No, let me just
It looks like you got waves on the side, you know?
No, because I knew why. No, this is natural. This ain't, my waves is real.
In the sky roof.
It's just when my corners ain't there.
Yeah.
It's imagine crazy. Playing on the pitch with no corners. It's a hexagon.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Or octagon, even. Extra four, extra size. That's benchable, bro. But as I was saying,
you got gills.
I'm the African representative. It's like God knew for me to get a trim for this African episode, innit?
Mm.
And what was he saying again? I was talking about the trim.
I was saying if they were able to vote.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going to say. I said that quite, what do you call the word? Ignorantly on Twitter at a point saying, yeah, man, African nations is, they're buoying us off because we don't get to play in the summer like everyone else. But
it's too hot.
Yeah, it depends on where the countries are. Sometimes summer's unplayable.
You saw Qatar. Qatar,
yeah, it's literally unplayable. Time. So they have to do it in other. And it's just, do you know what it is, yeah? As much as I don't disagree, I think Carragher was wrong. I don't think he meant it in a bad way or anything. Yeah. But I think, again, not to talk about it too tough, but I think it stems from a lot of things surrounding AFCON, innit? It is quite unserious, innit? That a man said it to me the other day. I was trying to talk up for AFCON. You brought up when the ref ended the match in the 85th minute.
Yeah.
It's just like AFCON, it has to, because the quality of the footballers and everything is there. It's always been there. Some of the best footballers Africa. Some of the best footballers playing for
now,
the European team.
Playing now, go play
you get
the
me?
AFCON.
Or African, Yamal, Nico Williams, Mbappe, Saliba.
These are all African
players. But
the best player in the world right now is African, Mo Salah.
There you go. So, but it's a thing where I've mentioned all these giants, but the continent they come from, the football infrastructure, is not good enough, innit?
I think it's very interesting to see. Well, I'll tell you what was interesting about it for me was the way Micah and Daniel responded. Micah responded like, you might have messed up here, Jamie. And Jamie's response even said to me, he might have messed up. One of the reasons why I think Jamie messed up is just by talking about the Euros and other players, because I think there's two ways that he could have approached this. He could have approached this a bit neutral and just gone, you know what? I've seen loads of players do well in AFCON and not have the opportunity on Ballon d'Or, and then open it up to the floor and say, what do you lot think? But he seemed to say that and then agree with the fact that they're not getting the opportunity. Do you lot agree that you shouldn't get the opportunity to be for Ballon d'Or?
I think that he thought that was just the general consensus.
Mm.
That's what I believe, man. He just thought that was the general consensus. Like, and even me, when AFCON was on, every time it's been on and I've been on Twitter, all you're seeing is jokey memes. That's all you're seeing. But then now everyone's uproared. I don't know, man. Like, I think it should still be getting more... I think it obviously should get more respect and stuff.
100%.
But it's just like... Oh, it's just like what man sent AFCON qualifiers. The man got left in the airport for 24 hours.
I hear you, but remember the 2020 Euros was in 2021.
You see when San Marino or Georgia or any of these teams are playing Macedonia, they'll be like, oh my gosh, and the right back is an IT manager in his spare time. It's so good. Like, they're rating it. Like, they're rating the fact that these men are coming from the struggle.
But when it's AFCON,
there's no ratings. Like, you understand?
I agree.
So, and I'm not saying they need to be like, oh yeah, this right back's brother was a child soldier and it's so good that he's here. I'm not saying that.
That's why people like old school gaffers, you miss them, like the Bobby Robsons and them.
Yeah,
man,
don't ask them.
You know them man, but them man will go to them places.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? They want that. Yeah, I got a little player called JJ Okocha. Yeah, watch what he can do. You need those man that's gonna go and
give the extra.
Because you can get your Eto'o if you just go to the source.
Nah, that would,
you see what I'm saying?
Think
and the source is AFCON.
I think that will come back.
You see the last Ballon d'Or that Messi won? Was that after he won the Copa America?
World Cup and the Copa.
Yeah, you think Copa counted to it?
It helped.
Because he hadn't won that before, had he?
No, he had.
Had he?
Yeah.
Once before.
I won
it twice
now. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the criteria set for actually winning Ballon d'Or in the first place. These are the things that you need to take into consideration, boys. Individual performances. It says decisive and impressive character, team performances and achievements, class and fair play. So the last African to win Ballon d'Or, I don't even think he won AFCON with Liberia. So this is why it's confusing for me. George Weah in 95, but I remember he's one of his best achievements is that goal he scored where he ran from his own box and so on and so forth. Did AC Milan even win the league that year? I'm not sure.
I think they did.
Scudetto. George Weah, by the way, won this in 95. That's the last time. And then since then, myself, Greg and Felix checked to see who's been top three.
Only Saido.
Since 95, one player has been top three.
So how disrespected is Mo Salah?
No, but you know what it is? I thought Greg and Felix were mistaken because I thought Eto'o was in there and then they said he wasn't.
That is insane.
Top three.
What five players do you reckon we can get between all of us where we go, these five players should definitely have been at least Drogba, Eto'o, Drogba.
I know Chelsea were bad that year, whatever. But a Spanish man would have got Europe, would have got flipping. When Jorginho flipping top three the other year?
That's true. You cannot ask the argument is top three.
I'm top three.
But Jorginho won the Euros and the Champions League that same year. That's how we got into the chat of the Ballon d'Or.
But again, it's
all techie, isn't
it?
It's just the cups that everyone rates, isn't it? Every captain wants to lift these trophies,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is like, if you lifted this trophy or you manipulated the final, you know what I'm saying? Help the game in any way, won the game, you're getting my vote. As well as you're a nice guy as well.
So let's stick with the first vote that we had, Samuel Eto'o.
Yeah.
I instantly look at the 2010, is it the 2010 Inter Milan side and the 2006 and Frank Rijkaard side from Barcelona. And I think in any of those years, Eto'o could have been top three.
Any of those years between that, bro, he was... You see when Henry was Henry, yeah?
Eto'o was him. Class above him, you know?
He was... Yeah. Eto'o told
Henry left
wing. Yeah.
It's arguable, though.
That Thierry Henry, I think what became a better pure nine, innit? For me, innit? Because that Champions League final went how it went. Henry looked like one of the better players on the pitch. Anytime Eto'o had the ball in and around the box,
panic.
You understand? And I just think I'm very shocked that he's never been top
So we
three.
Can all agree, Samuel Eto'o at some point. So the next person you said was Drogba.
Drogba, yeah.
Let's take a look at that 2012 year. I think that was the year Pirlo was absolutely incredible and embarrassed England.
Mm. Who won it that year?
Who won the
Ballon d'Or? Cannavaro.
It would be Messi or Ronaldo by that point, I think, you know.
2012 was...
Messi, yeah.
Because there's earlier years where I think... can we take a look at who won in 2008, please?
Ronaldo.
Yeah. Ronaldo. Fernando Torres.
Look, from Ronaldo when that started getting in there, it was a wrap.
Torres didn't win nothing at Liverpool.
I don't think Drogba was ever going to really get in there, to be fair.
If Drogba was European, he would have been there.
Maybe.
He 29 league goals in 31 games. I'm telling you, he'd be there.
I think only, sorry, I think only really Eto'o, Salah and Mane.
Oh, so let's talk about Salah. How many years should Salah have been there then? He's not been in there once. So look, there's two things here. You can name one of them. 2020, year of COVID, year of Liverpool celebrating in front of absolutely nobody. Mm-hmm. That surely should have been the year Salah won Ballon d'Or. They cancelled it.
That's the Premier League. I don't think Premier League gets you the Ballon d'Or. I think the Champions League, yeah? Mm-hmm. When he ran us to the final, then we lost.
Really?
When he broke his collarbone.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I was there.
And then he got us back the next year and then won it. Do you know what I mean? Like, two Champions League final, back to back. A Europa League final, Champions League final, Champions League final. That's what Mo Salah did. I don't know. I don't think he was there for the Europa as it goes, but two Champions League final back to back. Then wins it, like, and then goes on to win the league. I think that year there was the year I think he could have broke into it. The Modric.
Sorry. Mane came second at Bayern.
Who?
Mane.
Bro, it's...
But that's when he was he signed for Bayern, but it was his Liverpool works.
Okay, so he did get in the top.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was his Liverpool. That's what he said. That was his Liverpool work.
Let's address something though. You win the Ballon d'Or via votes, mm-hmm. yeah. So it is political,
mm-hmm.
yeah. On Thursday, rest in peace, my brother Dribs. He passed away. But players, player of the season, I never ever voted for him. Because okay. He always used to megs me in training. So it's political. Mm. So I don't think he ever won player of the season. So Dribs, I'm sorry, but I'm giving you flowers. Finally, right now,
yeah,
all jokes aside, it's political. Like, imagine if in a football match you play, there's no goals. You just keep the ball the best. And then at the end, the ref and some other guys vote for who wins. I'm not saying this. Yes, it's still good, innit? I don't want to take anything away. Yeah. But it's at the same time, it's. I think that's why. I think there's too much importance on it. To me, okay. Salah has been, since he got to Liverpool, top, the third best player in the world. Yeah. At the very least, on his worst day. Mm. You understand? And there's no votes from other footballers that can make me feel different about that. That's going to change the 19 goals he's scoring in a bad season.
Yep.
You understand? So I just think things like the Ballon d'Or.
19 in a bad season.
Bro.
That's ridiculous, bro.
He's a robot, bro.
Robot, bro.
And to do it 30 plus, he's my year in school. I ain't trying to see
you. You and of the same age? Yeah. Okay.
Listen, young spree, bro. I got the spree. I ain't got the turkey, though. Mm, I got the spree.
What do you think about marketing? I think marketing's a massive thing in football. Maybe I'm just throwing things that are not meant to be. But marketing's a big thing in football. So when you take a look at how Sky Sports market the Premier League and you've got TNT marketing the Premier League, and then you got the African Nations Cup last time, I was like BBC Three or BBC
One. That's
what
I'm saying, yeah.
Do you think the marketing and the way that the world of football is viewing the AFCON has an effect on everybody else?
100%.
Yes, 100%.
Can I pose something for us?
Of course you can.
How could we market AFCON better?
I like this.
What would we do?
What are we going to do to
let the Africans speak?
Let me speak first. Mm. And you lot are going to laugh
I'm
at
African,
this.
I'm African, bro.
I went on listen, I tuned into AFCON. I think it was 2002. Mm. Cameroon kit was a vest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a big drip, though. Nah.
Get them in a vest and let them play in the summer. Now, all jokes aside.
Let them land, bro.
No, all jokes aside. Shall I tell you
in a vest, though?
I have a serious suggestion, yeah? Mm-hmm. And it might be difficult, but I don't think it would be. I think players, even if they play for England or France or whoever, I think they should get behind their home nation a bit more.
Yes.
Let me draw someone
okay.
out.
Okay.
Let me draw someone out that don't even play anymore. Yeah? George Boateng.
Okay.
I'm from Ghana. George Boateng. Remember from Middlesbrough?
And that Aston Villa.
Yeah, he's a Villa. Coach for who? Who's he a coach for?
I think it's Holland or someone. Because he's
somewhere. Dutch.
But he played for Holland. He played for Holland. If
not much.
If yeah, but he that's who he played for. Yeah. So if every AFCON or something, he was like, just get him. Obviously, there was no social media then, but just say there was, innit? Yeah. And he was to put on his Ghana shirt every year. Say, come on,
you.
Boys, and I play for whoever I play. Because Benzema does it. They do. Saliba's the red. They always show love to their home
Saliba
nation.
Saliba always does.
But it's like kind of. I get it, innit? Like, you might play against them in the World Cup or whatever, but if it's the AFCON where you're not going to buck them, get behind your home nation, man.
So you're saying we get like a current player or a recently retired player, get them to back their nation?
Mbappe's from Cameroon.
Okay.
Imagine you saw him in that vest kit. tomorrow. Mad. PSG, Instagram.
It's mad. I think we should have a halftime show.
You saying half?
Halftime show. We got the Africa got some of the biggest stars. We get Tyler. We get Thames Wizkid, Burna Boy. That's a vibe, bro.
The AFCON halftime show.
That's a vibe. Davido, bro. Because they're really in the stands doing the water thing.
I don't know if the people in the crowd can get in focus again. Because they're already raving. My man's playing his drum and rip. And it's offside. You don't even know. The drum is beating. So if man put Wizkid in that's a different kind of picture.
What they call again? Zuzu?
I've got one in my yard.
What?
It's fake. It's 3D printed, but it's that.
Okay, mad. What about after the game then? End of the match, we get a little show. Send you on your way, bro. Just to create more of a vibe. More people are going to come to the thing because they're like, if we wait till the end of the match, we go watch Wizkid, Burna Boy, all them man doing their thing.
Nah, you're right.
More marketing.
So basically what we're saying is to AFCON is that they need to get us in to help them market.
Bro, us commentating?
Prada.
Are you mad?
Hundo. Can I tell you something? Do you know where it is this year? Do you know where it is this year?
Where? Yeah.
Morocco.
Is it?
Let me tell you something. There's one place in Africa that is definitely suited to getting a lot of different individuals to come over to their country is Morocco. Some of the hotels
is it later in the year then they're not doing it?
December.
Obviously, January.
It's in December. December or January.
Who do we know that's...
It goes over to the new
Who do we know that's Moroccan?
My son.
Okay. Can he talk?
Yeah.
Okay, he can commentate.
Moroccans got away with words. You're not trying to... I thought he was trying to... Yeah.
Nah, what?
I was trying to get something. Yeah.
My kids are half Tunisian, so they can go over and watch that.
Okay, all right. So it's just the kids doing the young filthy.
So if you take a look at international football on a whole, it's not the most celebrated thing. So the fact that they're just narrowing it down to saying, you know, the AFCON happening at Christmas kind of affects the season. It's kind of selfish. It affects our season and so on and so forth. Bro, when England have got to play Luxembourg in November at a point that I don't give a damn, that affects my season. Do you think I know anyone from Luxembourg? Do you reckon you can brag to anyone like how you beat Luxembourg?
Bro.
Have you ever looked at Thomas Cook and seen Luxembourg? I'm going to fly there.
Who did Norway play for Odegaard to get hurt?
Oh, yeah.
Like Santa Claus. Country or something.
Lapland.
Yeah, Lapland. And that's mash up our whole season. That's mash up our whole season of playing against Rudolph and them man there. Yeah? Sorry.
You might have people watching over there. We love you.
All the Lapland man them just in there.
What? In their igloos. What?
You saying you see the right back Santa's little helper, you know?
But yeah, now you're right. In international football, I don't know if it's because I'm older, but it's like, it's an inconvenience now, almost. Yeah.
Shout us at the tournaments, man. Play the qualifiers behind closed doors. When the tournament's there, to surprise us who's there.
Have you seen AFCON?
Brazil made it.
If you watch AFCON and you watch Copa America, the people that attend these games care a hell of a lot more than when we go to the England game.
Don't you see when Brazil lose, they're balling big tears.
Brother, did you see the streets when AFCON was happening in London?
Yes.
When Bro was going mad, man, with all the Moroccans and all the Congolese, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just think, and you know what I think definitely affects our ability to even love international football? The English experience at Wembley. The best time I've ever seen Wembley is when they broke in the final of the Euros. When they broke in the final. Apart from that, there is no vibe at these games.
I've been to a couple of England matches. And it's just
no vibe.
Like
there's no vibe.
Just bare rival fans sitting in the same place.
Yeah, no.
Same team.
Maybe it's because Spain and all these other countries are a bit better. They've had chances to win like throughout. If you're like a 20-year-old Spanish youth, you're excited for every tournament.
Of course.
Until like maybe recently. You understand? And with us, because England ain't too great at international level, all our heart is with our club teams. So like you said, you're in the stadium right now. You're sitting next to him, man. He's a Tottenham fan right now. You get me? Who scored? Jermaine Defoe. He's going, hey. I'm just like, yeah, man.
But that's what it is as well. Also, because the Spanish teams are like 90% Spanish. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. The players, like, so all these players know each other. You get what I'm saying, innit? Like where every Prem team's got like maybe one or two English players. And then it's now, it's probably you get buried him in one position. Four right backs. Looking for a chance, you know what I'm saying, innit?
You look at that France team that was so successful. I think he's successful because Griezmann's token.
token Frenchman.
Griezmann's token. So everyone actually, all down to the keeper's black now. Country, it's a bit all over the place. So everyone's coming from different places. I think it's affecting our ability to
enjoy. We got tokens as well.
Who?
Cole Palmer. No? He was with Vice, but he's like half something.
Yeah. But it's not like France.
No?
It's not like France. Do you know what? Leave a comment. Let us know what you feel that we could do to improve not just AFCON, but international football on a whole. I feel like they're throwing all of these bad vibes on AFCON, but when you watch AFCON, after the game, you feel good.
You don't feel AFCON'd.
You don't feel AFCON'd.
You don't feel AFCON'd.
Do you know how I feel conned?
Do you?
When I watch England, Estonia.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and then Ben White comes off injured.
All right, you know what's the big, you know what I mean? I feel AFCON'd. When you see Cristiano Ronaldo who's got like 21 international goals against Luxembourg, you're like, yo, that's rigged, you know. That's a padded record, you know. The goalie works in works in Sainsbury's.
You know what I'm saying, works in Crepton Corners, dude. 100%.
Night shelf stacking. You know what I'm saying? He's, yeah.
AFCON used to be a lot better, though.
Used to be
a lot better. Yeah, it used to be a lot better, man. When it was them boy there in the
Benny McCarthy.
Nah, I'm not that far back. But like I'd say from like 2000 to about.
Easier doing a home thing.
You got a name, bro. I saw Zambia win, bro.
Not even that. Like you've seen Etu, SCN. Remember the Senegal team with Diouf and all of them. Look, put it this way: before, from every AFCON tournament, big European teams would buy a player.
100%.
United got that Manucho, Jemba. Where it, Liverpool went and got El Hadj Diouf and Diaw. You understand? The Cameroon team, Jeremy, Etu, Loren, Red, they all went to, like, not like Newcastle. I'm talking about the top European team. And that don't happen anymore. It doesn't happen anymore.
No, because the best players at AFCON are already at
the big teams,
They're already there. Mahrez, Salah, they're there. Yeah, Marouge, Elmeny, he's starting, he's there, he's Arsenal. True.
You know what I'm saying? But don't get it twisted, it's the same. They're playing in Europe already. But it's just a bigger team will come for them. You understand? Now we've got, they did well as well. Their captain was cold. I think it's Camaros. Is there a team called it's Camaros.
I don't know if it is, but I know there's a team.
Their flag's like yellow, red. But they got to like the quarters.
Mm.
And bro, their captain was serious. He was scoring three kicks.
Cold. But he's been in the German second division.
But that's the thing. Exactly. He's like 33, done. You never heard of him.
But his country didn't make it.
It's the first time he made it to 33. No, but I think the guy's even French born. So he's been playing like through the ranks and then at the end of his career, he decided to play for his...
That's why, I don't think international tournaments really should affect your Ballon d'Or because you can't help where you're from.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
See what I'm saying? Because the generation might become super dope when you're super old.
Yeah, 100%.
See what I'm saying?
100%. That's
the generation don't always meet up. Everyone don't get that Spain from front to black. Everyone, David Villa at the top, and you got De Gea and Casillas at the back. You're saying they had two every position.
But hear this though, do you know what that's locked in though? Shevchenko won the Ballon d'Or. He will never win. Ukraine will never do anything in an international tournament. You understand? So that's how you know AFCON is overlooked, innit? It's overlooked.
Listen, let's leave some comments and talk about how we can show some more love to the AFCON. We here at Filthy Fellas, we pledge to show more love to that AFCON. We might even be there.
Shout us, man.
Can I ask you a question, Linz?
Mm.
Just out of curiosity. I saw it on the board. Where would you lot be about Mo Salah?
Same place.
No.
We don't play with 10 men.
No.
Whatever, man. So I thought you were going to be, because you know, you're wearing the glasses, you've got this whole honest vibe, you're back from Dubai.
What does objective mean?
It means objective, bro.
Yeah, I was just testing. I'm saying, I was just testing if you knew. You get me talking objective, yeah? I'm saying, when everyone says this, oh, where would you be without Salah? Bro, we would have Yamal there then, innit?
What?
Get me?
He'll get crunched.
He's Lamine Yamal.
Yes. If we didn't have Mo Salah, he would be in Saudi. We would have got 250 mil. We would have had Bukayo Saka. We would have had Lamine Yamal.
Saka will never go.
I've got the magnifying glass to Yamal's jewelry right now. To all the Spanish attackers' jewelry right now. Why? Because I see Anthony go over there looking like Vegeta. So you see all them Spanish men, I'm praying it.
You can pray it, but you see what we saw live and direct that Euro final.
Nah, he's a bad boy. He's a different youth. And because he's a youth, it don't
matter.
And he's
17.
All them other men there, Joselu and all of them kind of men that's in Saudi now, I'm praying you, brother.
Alright, I want to. You leave a comment, Liverpool fans. You
Just
know I love you.
Target men like that in the ends.
Where would Liverpool be without Salah?
I'm saying top. Probably. No disrespect to Mo. Maybe not as much goals, but more points.
Who's your current backup to him?
Liam McShane.
Liam McShane.
Listen, I made this myth on Twitter. Yeah. That Liverpool have a teenage youth ready in every single position. You know why I say that? Because Trent went down and they spawned two elite right backs.
Connor Bradley is so
good. And there was another one as well.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. Ramsey's gone on loan.
So it's like their academy, like.
Alisson goes down. I'm here telling you, man, Keller's the best number two in the league, you know.
Who's you know is from your academy as well? The player from your academy, Jamie Carragher. I want to go back to him. Warring with Rio Ferdinand.
Oh, in the pod.
First question I ask, in a fight, who wins?
Ooh. I'd like to say Rio.
Boxing
but
experience.
It's just, I see Jamie Carragher in there with the Smith brothers. I see him going to the gym with the Smith, Liam Smith, and you know who knocked out Chris Eubank Jr. And
oh, is it?
Yeah, those are his boys and that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, Jamie's on it.
Yeah,
he's more dirty, innit? Spit, scratch.
Do you think we need more of this for boys? Just like, I like the fact, you know what, YouTube is full of war.
Old boy scuffing, yeah.
YouTube is full of war.
Yeah, man, we need it,
you know,
man.
The channels go at each other and so on and so forth. On television, everyone looks like friends. Is it nice that we see TNT versus Sky Sports now?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Sometimes you need to,
Know what time it is, though? What's her name? Kate Abdu?
Yeah.
Man will twist up her youth.
Yeah, no, stress.
MMA, man. It's dark.
Oh, yeah. But you know what it is? You know what I reckon with Rio as well and Jamie, yeah? I think Rio thinks that like Jamie nicks a bit of his work. You get me? Because Rio's the more successful one. You see what I'm saying, innit? You know, it's real. Jamie's nicking all the work.
Jamie called it first. Jamie seems like he's on it. He called Rio a clown.
Yeah.
Went on to explain himself afterwards. But when you start off the conversation
shut up, you clown.
Clown says to That's me, talk, there's something else I wanted to say, but this is the watered down version for the next.
And I've said something like this to you before as well. Like, I don't think that's that off the cuff. I think they might have had you punk, man. You want to meet me in there?
Rio's from Peckham, innit? But what? Jamie's from what? Everton?
Yeah, I was Liverpool, I'm Merseyside.
And you know them yards over there, man. It's different, man. Yeah,
no,
yeah,
all
yeah,
your
yeah.
neighbours are together.
Yeah.
No alleyways. So you can't even put your bin down the side of your yard.
The whole place cul-de-sac.
Mad.
So we're saying Jamie Carragher beats up Rio in a fight?
I don't know, man. Peckham vs Liverpool is
crazy.
That's a serious battle.
It's the blue side of Liverpool, right? It's not the red side we're talking.
I don't know. All the yards are together. All the yards are together.
They're not really that
Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blind.
Yeah, even though it's in Brum. All the yards, all the way from Brum to Liverpool, all the yards are together. No gap.
Cobbled streets.
Like a wall of houses.
The Great Wall of North, innit? The Great Wall of North.
All right, filthy people, this weekend I'd love to talk about the football, but it's the FA Cup. Arsenal are not involved. And guess what? No, Liverpool are not involved as well. United, are you involved?
Yeah, man.
We're there, man.
All right, man. So make sure you check out Caleb and KG smiling, hopefully, on the weekend for the FA Cup.
I'll support you.
Leave all your comments about the Ballon d'Or, who you feel should have been Ballon d'Or, who should be Ballon d'Or this year, and what African players would you like to see nominated for Ballon d'Or in the future?
Past or present, isn't it?
Past or present, why not?
Yeah, man.
People, like, share, and subscribe. Where the hell is Jordy?
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.